This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Mayor Garnett Johnson joins us from his office in downtown Augusta. How you doing, Mayor?
Good, sir. How are you, Austin?
Doing good. You look good on TV a little while ago. I didn't get to hear you, but you look good.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm just the opposite. I sound good. You don't want to see me too much. Real quick, this kind of came about, the proposed changes, while it's been talked about and rumored for decades. Congratulations to the folks behind the scenes that are actually getting some traction on this in the state legislature. Who do you have working on your behalf up there?
Well, you know, I have some legislators. I don't want to call them by name, but, you know, a couple weeks ago at Greater Augusta Day, I had a great opportunity to sit down with the entire legislative delegation and just share my perspectives and as mayor, and share some thoughts on how I feel as the mayor, and in my, what now, 60 days of being mayor, how we could make some effective change. And so at least we got some traction going, and glad to report today we have a Senate bill that's been introduced in the Georgia Senate.
Who introduced it?
Max Burns.
All right. Good deal. Again, this has been talked about since probably 5 minutes into the consolidated government agreement back in 1996. I'm thrilled that you happen to be the guy sitting in the chair when this happens. I know there's always a honeymoon period between newly elected mayors, governors, even presidents sometimes, but there seems to be a genuine appreciation for your approach, your demeanor, and your communication skills that puts you in great contrast with your predecessor. No need to take shots at the politically departed, but at the same time, are you just in the right place at the right time, or is this overdue? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, and thank you for those accolades, because sometimes I'm always very cognizant of how I say things. You know, I tend to be more direct, but one thing about me, I'm always genuine in that. You know, this great democracy that we enjoy, not only in Augusta and Georgia, but in this country, it allows the voters to really engage and to make decisions. And that's who I've always been. I've always been a consensus builder, a person that believes in building bridges instead of dividing them. And so hopefully I know I'll continue to be that person. And I'm the same every day. I don't see me changing for anything.
Under current law, the way that the law is set up, there are 11 elected officials that run the city of Augusta, 10 commissioners, and the mayor. Two commissioners are elected from super district seats, each representing 50% of the city, or at least 50% of the districts. The others are split up by districts. But under the current situation, a minority, 5 of the 11, can gum up the works. If this issue passes, if this measure passes the state house and is approved by the voters, no longer will a minority number of elected officials, 5 of 11, be able to gum up the works.
I agree, and that's the whole purpose of the legislation, I think, in that, you know, I would hope that in the spirit of getting something done, that, you know, people would vote their conscience instead of, you know, I don't want to say, you know, partisan politics or personal politics, but I think this gives us an opportunity to perhaps move the city forward and get things done faster. I strongly believe that.
Shame on me for not remembering off the top of my head, but what percentage of the vote did you get, Mayor?
53.something%, about 54% of the vote.
And I'm wondering, you know, it's funny, that's not necessarily a landslide, but at the same time, I think there's such a marked difference between you and your predecessor, nothing having to do with the guy that you ran against, but your predecessor was so different. I know folks want to reward you for being as open, honest, and willing to communicate as you are, but did it take having a bit of a lackluster mayor in place for all to see? I mean, plenty of people had political disagreements with Deke Copenhaver, don't get me wrong, but he was never as wildly unpopular as Hardy Davis was the last 4 years of his. This last term has been horrible for him.
Well, you know, certainly I don't want to get into having conversations about any previous mayors. We just want to focus on what we're trying to do and lead the city in a way to where we can create jobs and opportunities and create this spirit of winning in Augusta. I think this legislation that was introduced today certainly grants us an opportunity to do that. And more importantly, it allows the voters to decide. You know, I've told people, I do not believe in a strong mayor form of government in Augusta. That could be counterproductive to anything that we're trying to accomplish. However, we need a better balance of power. And that power, whatever that balance is, should be determined and made by the voters.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, this doesn't necessarily make the mayor a strong individual. What it does is it puts him on an even scale or even footing with the commissioners. It just is again shown a real problem with the system that five individuals are able to gum up the works. And you say, how does that happen? Well, if just one of them abstains, then you eliminate a tie vote, and you have to have six votes to get anything done in the city.
You're exactly right, and you know, Austin, let me make one more point of clarity in that. This resolution only asks for a simple vote. It does not expand the powers or the authorities of the mayor of having any control over the administrator or any other personnel that work for the city. It's just asking for a simple vote. That determination should be made by the voters. I don't advocate nor will I ever support anybody else making that decision, whether it be the commission. It shouldn't be made by a legislative delegation. It shouldn't be made by the governor or anybody else. The voters of Augusta-Richmond County should make that determination, and I stand firmly behind that.
And by the way, you're still driving your own truck, right?
Yes, sir. Still driving my old. Hey, you know, I'm still driving my old dirty pickup truck. I got to wash it. The weather's really nice, and it's really dirty, so I need to wash it.
I need to move some firewood over the weekend. I might give you a call. So listen, I do have to ask, because this comes up almost every time we talk about the city of Augusta and what's going on. There have been some frustrations in the past with some of the other departments and the way that funding is handled. I understand that you guys, the city commission and the mayor, approve budgets for other departments, and then it's kind of hands off. You want to make sure that nobody's doing anything illegal or improper, but at the same time, there's not a lot of micromanaging. Are you happy right now? And I'm not asking to call out anybody by name, but do we have enough oversight of other elected officials, departments that you're comfortable with right now, or do we perhaps need to reevaluate? There have been some expenditures that have been made obvious to me over the course of the last several months. It really kind of made me raise my eyebrows at some of these offices where you guys have to, you know, sign a budget and then walk away from it. Are you concerned about that?
You know, Austin, as I said, I'm concerned about every department's budget in our city government. As I told you, in my opinion, I don't think there's a lot of transparency and accountability towards it, and that's why I called for an overall efficiency and operational review of every city department, every budget. We need to understand how we can create efficiencies to try to save some taxpayer dollars. As you know, we have a lot of responsibilities that are coming down the pike as it relates to this American Rescue Plan dollars that we no longer have. So we're going to have to make some tough decisions. We also need to grow our tax base. So there's a combination of things that need to be done. But most importantly, I think if I can get some of my colleagues to agree that at least let's take a look at, you know, how we can create some savings opportunities from our local government. It'll greatly benefit our effort and meeting our obligations as we move forward.
Now, by the way, the way this process works, again, this is a state Senate bill which would fly through under Max Burns' leadership, and I don't think you'd have any issue from either the Republican-controlled House or Governor Kemp. Governor Kemp has always been amenable to anything that helps common-sense government move forward, and he certainly likes your team and the people that you have helping you out on this. Then it goes to a vote. I think this thing passes 60% plus.
I don't know, but it does go to a vote, and I'm excited about that, because if you don't like it, you vote no. If you support it, you vote yes. And it just gives the people, you know, and regardless of how they voted up or down, I'm going to support it. But just know that, you know, I'm going to be supporting change, making effective change in our government to get things done.
In your first several months, I guess we're up to, what, month three now almost, in office, anything you were confronted with that surprised you, any unknown obstacles that you've run into that you're having to adjust to?
Not necessarily, because, as you know, I've always said that, you know, the campaign process is probably the most, strenuous in that, you know, requires so much of your time. But I can't say how excited and proud I am every day I wake up to be called mayor for this great city that I love, and that I'm working hard to make effective change for everybody that calls Augusta home. And it's such a high honor and a privilege, and I never have bad days leading this city. Regardless of some of the things that you see in the media or the news, I know that I'm doing what's right and that what's in the best interest of everybody, and I'm enjoying it, and I thoroughly look forward to it every single day.
Well, we appreciate you very much, and congratulations on what appears to be a very firm vote of confidence, not only by Max Burns, but all of the local leadership that's helping you get this through. And hopefully the folks will band together for you in the city of Augusta and get this approved. Mayor, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Austin. Have a great rest of the day.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.